The Lehigh Valley is known for enticing regional, national, and international visitors and travelers alike with festivals such as Music Fest, world-class entertainment at the PP&L Center, and family attractions like Dorney Park and the Crayola Factory. Yet since the coronavirus, hotels and restaurants locally have taken the brunt of the economic losses with stay-at-home orders and travel restrictions. For WDIY News, James Johnson reporting. Lehigh Valley Public Radio welcomes Bruce Haynes, managing partner for the Hotel Bethlehem, and George Paxos, founder of the Paxos Restaurant Group, to share their coronavirus experiences and plans for the future. Let's start with Bruce. If we can imagine before the coronavirus pandemic, how is the Hotel Bethlehem doing, and what were you most proud of?
We were coming off a really, really fantastic year of accolades, sort of a culmination of everything that we've been working for the past 20 years since we bought the hotel in 1999, when the hotel was actually closed, boarded up, and bankrupt. So we restored it, brought it back to life, and 2019 was a culmination of all of that efforts. We had our best year ever for the hotel, and we at mid-year we got by USA Today, we were named the number 3 best historic hotel in the United States by a selection panel of noted travel writers, etc., and then voting by our customers and the community. So we had tremendous community support behind us in that effort. And then in November, on top of that, we got named at the Historic Hotel Annual Conference. We got named the best mid-size historic hotel, the number 1 mid-size historic hotel in the country for those hotels with 75 to 200 rooms. So we're coming off a real high. And then we had also Bethlehem and its historic downtown and our top 10 Main Street and our Christmas destination, obviously. Got a lot of publicity. Martha Stewart and Oprah Winfrey. We got highlighted. Oprah Winfrey is one of the top 20 places in the country to be at Christmas time. And the hotel was prominently featured as the place to stay. But we were really on a roll, James, to tell you the truth. In January and February, we were the best January and February we've ever had, by 10 to 15% higher than our best January and February, which was in 2019. So, you know, as everyone has said, we went into this thing really, really at the top of our, not only our game, but I think of the whole economy's game, including Bethlehem itself.
What has been the economic impact of coronavirus on the hotel?
Well, short term, we laid off 202 of our 225 employees pretty much immediately, because once the shutdown occurred in Pennsylvania, that basically shut down the food business, shut down the banquet business, and we kept the hotel running. So short term, it was a major pain for us to think about laying off all these people. It was very troubling, but we had no choice because we had no revenue coming in and we'd be bleeding cash profusely. You know, we have 5% of the revenue we would normally have for April, so we were down 95%. Yeah, we have very few people staying there. We have airline crews that are on contract, so we stayed open for them. And also just to stay in touch with our corporate accounts and our brides and hold their hand through the evolution of this as we reschedule weddings and reschedule events. So short term, it was a major, major transition. Medium term, probably be able to open our gift shop first. We have a shop in the hotel, which is really a ladies' boutique. So I think based on the what we're seeing is that the first thing to reopen for us, I mean, our restaurants are open for takeout only. Our ice cream parlor is open for takeout only, but I think the next thing for us that will open will be the retail shop and the ladies' boutique, and I think got a lot of really nice stuff in there, so I'm optimistic that that'll do well when we reopen. The next thing to reopen will be the restaurants, and obviously I think outdoor dining is going to be the preferred way for people to want to dine, assuming the weather's decent. But I think there'll be some hesitancy, obviously. There'll be a lot of restrictions. Everybody trying to figure out how do you social distance and how, what do you do? Do we do a table of 10 and only seat 4 people there, a big banquet round and seat 4 people so they can stay far enough apart, even if they're from the same family? There's going to be obviously a lot of questions. I guess I view that the toughest part for us to come back will be the hotel part itself, and even tougher will be the banquets and the events and the meetings as people get comfortable to be around other people. So we've got a long road back, and I think the the restaurant industry will come back really before the hotel and banquet part.
What kind of changes in the guest experience should we expect moving forward?
We kept the key management team together. We're trying to figure out what we're going to do different and how we're going to adjust to this new world. We named a chief health officer. Our current director of retail operations in the hotel is also a registered nurse, so she's going to become our chief health officer, CHO, I'll call her. And so we'll be taking temperatures of employees when they come to work, doing testing, et cetera, and whatever the protocols will be from CDC or state health department, plus additional, I'm sure. And, you know, whether we're going to be testing customers or not, it remains to be seen, but we're going to be prepared to do that if that's the right thing to do. Obviously, cleaning procedures in the rooms are going to have to go to higher sanitization efforts, stronger than we've ever done. And so we have plans in place and continuing to look for options in that regard and looking for guidance again from CDC to figure out how to appropriately restart with social distancing when we assume that we're going to have to be at 25 or 50% of capacity initially. And again, we're going to open up spots out in front of the hotel, increase our outdoor dining and spread it out more. We're going to remove some of the benches out in front of the hotel temporarily and put tables out there for dining. So that's one change we're going to be working on and trying to figure out how we're going to handle the weddings that have 150 people. So we'll get very creative. I have a great team of experienced people that I think will be ready to welcome back our guests that have been cooped up for all this time.
What will be a key factor for guests to return?
I think once we get a treatment option that works, obviously that's key to how quickly this thing comes back. If somebody like myself feels that as an over 65 person, if I feel like I'm going to go out there and I got a 10% chance of dying, if I get this, you know, I'm going to be very reticent to go back out. But if I knew there was a treatment program, that is the key to the future returning to normal, in my opinion.
Looking to the future, Bruce, what are some plans for the Hotel Bethlehem?
You know, we're looking forward to getting back, and we've been instrumental also in putting together a new website to promote and market Historic Bethlehem, which is a candidate, as you likely know, for a World Heritage consideration for the Moravian Historic Area that surrounds the hotel, to such that we sit on the verge of becoming a major tourist attraction year-round, not just for Music Fest or not just for Celtic Fest or Christmas, but basically a year-round cultural attraction that puts us in the league. If we get the World Heritage Site designation, you know, there's only three in the East Coast, and the two dearest to us is Independence Hall and the Statue of Liberty. So to have historic Moravian Bethlehem in the league of Independence Hall and the Statue of Liberty, we view that we can create Bethlehem as somewhat of an epicenter for world tourism to bring people into Bethlehem and then experience the tremendous history, authentic history of Moravian Bethlehem, and do day trips to Independence Hall, do day trips to Statue of Liberty, and then go beyond the World Heritage and take them on a day trip over to Gettysburg. So we put together a new website called visithistoricbethlehem.com, and we just rolled it out in January, February, when this thing hit. So obviously there's not a lot of people looking at the website right now, but hopefully when we restart and get going again, we're going to really want to try to promote what we really have here in Bethlehem, which is something very, very, very special that I think even a lot of local people don't really understand how significant our historic authenticity is.
Thank you, Bruce. Let me bring in George Paxos. George, before the pandemic, what were you most proud of with your Paxos restaurant group?
Actually, what I'm most proud of is our team that we've built. I've had managers, senior managers, middle managers that have worked with me for a long time. They understand our culture, the philosophy, and that filters down amongst the few hundred employees prior to the COVID epidemic hitting. We've taken a lot of time, really spared no expense, dealt with world-class designers to take our vision and bring it to fruition. And you know, that's where it starts, to give the guests the incredible experience that they get out at each one of our restaurants.
Please describe the effect that coronavirus has had on your business.
We pretty much felt it immediately, with guest counts dropping, you know, almost daily. When it was announced on March 11th that it had become a pandemic, we saw a fairly rapid decline over the next 7 days until we were finally forced to close. The interesting thing is the restaurant that had the least drop was actually Top Cut, which is our highest-end restaurant. But all the restaurants did start to drop in volume.
Are your restaurants still closed, or have you opened with modifications?
We've kept all our management, which includes executive chefs, sous chefs, pastry chefs, banquet chefs, all our management on payroll through this whole time. So what we've done, first of all, offer something to the public and to our customers, as well as keep our managers working. We have curbside pickup, as well as now all our restaurants also offer delivery through Chow Now within 5 mile radiuses of the restaurants.
How has the payroll protection program helped your business, and do you feel it has gone far enough?
Well, in our particular case, we were recipients of that, and in our case, it's going to turn into a loan. We won't have it forgiven, or the majority of it will become a loan, unless they change the way the policies were set up at launch. It was something that was well needed for all small businesses, but I think it was rushed and poorly planned in a way that, you know, they put this eight-week time limit on us, and, you know, we received the money 3-4 weeks ago, so we have roughly 4 weeks to go, and we're not even open yet. So businesses like ours and others will need that money to get through the third quarter, the fourth quarter, and so forth, because it's going to be very, very difficult for restaurants to be profitable and have a positive cash flow this year for sure, and I don't know, probably into the early part of next year, just simply from the damage that's been caused.
There are reports that third-party delivery apps have exorbitant fees that make it difficult for small restaurants to remain profitable. Has that been your experience?
Our deal that we struck is a little different than that, so we're not actually paying 30%. No, that's really difficult. There's not that kind of margin in it for restaurants. So a lot of our customers do call for curbside directly rather than going through Chow Now, but for those who want home delivery, they have to go through Chow Now, and there are fees that we pay, but we've worked out a reasonable deal. Yeah, no, the fees are definitely very, very high. There's definitely a fee, but it's something that we feel we can absorb to get the food delivered to our customers.
George, are there any new endeavors or future plans on the horizon?
You know, the other thing that we've done, that we've launched, and hopefully this is a model that we will be able to keep even past the pandemic, but I own a large distribution company that distributes the Northeast and Mid-Atlantic. We go from Virginia to the New England and out west to Pittsburgh. It's called Primo. We're primarily a produce company, but we handle other things as well. We started a catalog that literally we just launched this week. It's actually called Shop Primo. And so we buy right from the farmers all over the country. Guests can come and pick up fresh fruits, vegetables, meats, seafood, curbside, or we actually deliver in our own refrigerated trucks to the greater Lehigh Valley area, right to the doorstep. And that's something that's gone over very well, and people seem very appreciative of it, and something that we hope to continue for a long time.
What would you like our listeners to know about Paxos Restaurants moving forward?
We're going to be here, and we're going to be here on the other side when this pandemic is, you know, hopefully behind us. And in the meantime, I can assure all our guests that they can come into our restaurants and feel safe, because, again, our sanitation will be at the highest levels it's ever been. And we will do everything humanly possible to keep our patrons safe. We've always taken pride in our quality of the food we serve. You know, we buy the highest quality food and ingredients possible. So that will continue. And the ambiance, all that, obviously will be the same in many ways. People are going to be a little bit more spread out, and at least in the start. The biggest change that we're going to do is we're going to take sanitation up to definitely a very high level. We have programs where areas like door handles and those kind of things will have someone literally sanitizing continuously and making sure that our guests are safe.
I want to thank Bruce Haynes, managing partner of the Hotel Bethlehem, and George Paxos, founder of the Paxos Restaurant Group, for making time to share their perception and insight into the local hospitality industry. For WDIY News, James Johnson reporting.